Now, Howard Stern and Wally George engage in some playful banter.
You are such a pitiful moron.
Hey, let me tell you something dope. You're my dog, and this is what I'm going to do to you. If I ever hear you mention my name negatively again, well, I only want to hear praise. I am your master, and I only want to hear... You listen carefully. You listen carefully to me.
You can't threaten...
If you want... You're arguing with the best now. You're not arguing with one of those idiots on your show. Now listen to me carefully, dog boy.
I am
telling you right now that you are morally bankrupt, personally. I don't care about you professionally because you're nothing to me. You're a pimple on my ass. You're a flea in the show business. Let me tell you something, my friend, and listen to me carefully. If I hear you mention me negatively again, what is going to happen? I'm going to investigate. I'm going to get a hold of your first and your second wife, and I'm going to get a hold of your daughter and her friends, and I'm going to start to hear stories about you, and I'm going to find out about how morally bankrupt you are. I'm going to find out if there's pictures of young boys in your background. I'm going to find out everything about you.
You see what you do.
You hear that?
You are such...
Say woof.
You
say woof.
Such an idiot.
Say woof, doggy.
Don't try to threaten me. I have nothing
You're a dog.
In my life. There is nothing in my life
say
that
woof.
I am ashamed of. I am proud of
I'm going to investigate you
life.
Like the McCarthy hearings.
This moment in Idiot on the Phone history was brought to you by Howard Stern.